I remember those first couple peeking through, yes, indeed. And you look at it and go, oh, my God, is this the start?
Well, I mean, basically, you can't do anything about it. You can't change your diet, can you? I mean, you get the hair that, well, you basically you're born with, don't you?
Absolutely. It does happen. It's a matter of nature, when it happens, at what age. There's nothing permanent you can do. You can, of course, colour it either permanently, but permanent as in it's going to grow back white, or what I prefer is a quasi colour, a semi-permanent colour, where you just blend those greys away.
Now, you know, we talk, call them grey hairs. I've got relatively dark hair, sort of dark brown, I suppose you'd call it. I've spotted a few, and they're white. They've not gone grey. They've gone white. What the heck does that mean? Does that mean I'm going to have a stoat on my head one morning?
Actually, there is no such thing as a grey hair. It is actually white, but it's the number of the white hairs against your natural hair which makes it look grey.
When a man suddenly realises that, you know, male pattern baldness is kicking in, I've got a couple of friends that, you know, it's a real issue for them. They're not actually that happy about it. And, you know, it's a bit of a worry for them. Well, I mean, as a hairdresser, there's not much you can do. I mean, it can be a good look, though, can't it?
Well, you know, we've got guys like David Beckham to thank about 10 years ago when he shaved his hair off and he made a grade one all over look pretty cool. Truthfully, there's nothing you can do. There are specialist treatments on the market, but once you start them, you have to continue. The second you stop using them, unfortunately, the new follicles that were created die and the hair goes back, reverts back to the male pattern baldness. So you've got to kind of decide, are you just going to shave it off, keep your hair nice and short, and wear it proud, really? I had hair halfway down my back when I noticed it was starting to go thin, and I took the plunge and actually shaved it off for charity. It's about how you present yourself. You know, if you've got a comb over, everyone knows. If you wear a wig, everyone knows. So, you know, make that decision, be brave, and cut it off.
Is it okay? Is it okay in 2012 for a man under 40 to colour his hair? If society says, oh dear, you know, hang on, first moisturiser and now you're colouring your hair. Some people say it's a step too far. It's vanity gone mad. That's what they say.
Well, I think, you know, vanity is all about how it makes you feel. And I think that's so important. You know, a lot of my male clients actually do have their hair coloured. We don't blend it out. We don't go suddenly back to black. But we tone it in, so you go sort of three shades lighter than their natural, and it blends away some of those greys. And I like to think of it as going back 10 years. You know, we're not going back to when you were 14, we're going back 10 years.
Or a bit longer in my case. All right, hey, cheers. Thank you very much. We're out of time, sadly, but thank you so much for your top advice. That is from Edward Hemmings from Allen D Education on Tackett Street here in Ipswich. We'll speak to you again soon, I hope.
I look forward to it. Take care, Nick.
Stand up. Bye-bye. 25 past 8 the time.